Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Northwest Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NWST. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Peter Bell. Now, just to remind everybody, Northwest Copper is an Oxygen Capital company that came together through a combination of Sun Metals and Serengeti Resources. We are following up on news that came out September 9th, which are some initial results, the first 2,000 meters of drilling at the Quanica property. We saw some high-grade copper results here, a whole range of widths. We saw right around a percent copper equivalent, just under a percent copper equivalent, with widths that range from 137 meters up to 230 meters, but then also these high-grade components, right around, let's say, 1.5% copper equivalent, and these also have some widths ranging from about 52 meters up to 94 meters. Now, I will post a link to this news release so you can go through all of these drill results, but Peter, initially here, bring us up to speed on the overall strategy of this program here at the Quanica property.
Sure. So what our overall strategy at Quanica and indeed at the adjacent Stardust project is to understand better the high grade and focus on that for our drill programs and our future development. So here at Quanica, we've been testing our ideas on the high grade and the controls on the high grade mineralization and also the extent of the high grade mineralization. So for these holes, which were shallow, I would point out that those intercepts started between, 27, 25 and 36 meters. So very shallow, basically from the till bedrock surface down. And our strategy there is to better understand the high grade, and the high grade appears to have some structural control. It's better drilled by angle holes. These are inclined holes as opposed to some of the vertical holes that have been drilled in the past. And they appear to have helped us in terms of overall grade. So just looking at the drill intercepts versus the block model. But just as importantly, and maybe in some ways more importantly, we've been trying to expand the footprint of the near surface mineralization. And we have ended up with intercepts that sit outside of our previous resource model. So that's really positive too.
Well, Peter, maybe dig into that a little bit deeper, because you've drilled these holes at an angle as opposed to vertical, and you said off mic, you had a better understanding than what you initially saw from the old block model. But if some of these results are also outside of the known area, does this change how you would approach the mining method on it? And does it change the actual, shape of the deposit and the way you're viewing it in a 3D manner?
It improves the result of the way that we're looking at it, which is to focus on the high grade. It just enhances our view that the high grade here at Quanica is really robust and unique. And the Quanica high grade comes close to the surface, which is pretty unusual for a lot of copper deposits. And we've expanded that near surface part. So this just improves on what it is we've been saying.
So, Peter, were these higher grade results a surprise to you guys? Obviously, this was a priority area to drill because, well, it's within the conceptual pit and these are the first results coming out. But anything surprise you about these higher grade results?
I think they were a little better than we had hoped for. And, we had some suggestion from earlier drilling, some earlier limited angle holes that have been drilled by our predecessor, that there might be a bump in grade, but we weren't able to be 100% sure of that. So we're really pleased with these.
These are encouraging first pass for the company on some of your initial drill holes here. What do you think you will do now moving forward as you continue to drill and develop the project? What will the plans be next?
Yep. So we've been drilling since the early part of June. Again, these are just the first set of results from a couple of drill programs. The next things to come out will be, we've also been drilling some of the deeper stuff at Quanica with the same approach, basically trying to cut across the grain of the high grade mineralization with some new drilling and try and better understand and enhance the grade. So we'll have results from that. And then we also have some step out drilling at Quanica, and we've also been drilling at East Niv, which, is probably a few weeks away, but we'll have those drill results as well. So we continue to focus on the high grade. We continue to drill this, and we'll be evaluating these results. And remember, We have a new resource or resource update for Konica coming by the end of the year, which will incorporate these results and better quantify what it is we've actually achieved with this encouraging drilling.
Okay. So again, a lot of drilling coming and that resource update for Konica. Let's also talk about that East Niv drilling, because we haven't talked too much about that project, let alone the actual drill program. Bring everyone up to speed on this project and on that drill program, please.
Sure. So remember, this is a brand new target that was worked up from scratch. And, you know, this is the kind of prospecting that is not that common anymore, just because, you know, a lot of the world is pretty well explored. But here we had outcropping mineralization with, you know, interesting type grades, you know, grades that would make it as economic grades inside any operating pit in British Columbia, with no drill holes ever put into it, and a big geophysical signature over top. So when you're evaluating a project like this, you want to tick off a few things before you get too excited. You tick off evidence that there's actually metal there and metal that's in quantities that can make some money. And we've got that. And then we want to know what's the scale of it. The scale, we know from the geophysics, it has the scale of a typical porphyry copper gold deposit in BC. The next step is, you know, go in there and drill it, which is what we've done. So we've drilled a first phase program of a bunch of holes basically scattered over the anomaly and trying to test what does this thing look like in 3D. And then we'll evaluate those results and figure out where we go from there. But again, we won't have results there for a few weeks at least. Assay turnarounds have been pretty slow in BC, but this has been a really exciting project and a pretty unique to work on a brand new target like that.
Well, Peter, for people that maybe this is the first time they're hearing about your company, let's just spend a second too and just walk them through the Stardust deposit, which is adjacent to Konica, just because I know you're not doing as much drilling there, but a lot of drilling has already been done historically. So just walk the audience through, you know, that part of the component of the asset.
Sure, absolutely. We have put out some news on Stardust this year, but Stardust in general is a high-grade, massive sulfide deposit that sits 7 kilometers from Konica. So it's basically, you know, once we get our new study out, we'll be able to talk about them as one project, but suffice to say that they're close enough that we're contemplating processing mineralization from both in one central plant. So that's our kind of path forward. In evaluating Stardust, we've released two bits of news this year. We released initial metallurgy, which showed very high recoveries for gold and silver, which is really encouraging. And we also put out a resource, which increased from the previous resource. We doubled the indicated tons, and we more than doubled the inferred tons in that. So a big increase, big impact on the combined projects. And all of that increase came from drilling. So drilling that was done in 2018, 2019, and 2020 by us and our predecessor companies went into expanding that resource. So over only 3 years, they achieved that big growth. And that growth really shows the power of the drill bit in a high-grade project like this. It doesn't take a whole lot of drill holes to really move the needle and make something bigger and add material value to a project. We are doing a little bit of drilling there, as you mentioned, just 3 quick holes. This year, but we would like to mount a more comprehensive program next year and believe there's still a lot of upside there.
Peter, real quick then, how much cash does the company have in the bank to continue to move forward with all of these drill programs and, in all fairness, continue to de-risk these projects?
Yeah, our last financial statements is we're around 17. We will end up the year with a pretty robust balance of cash. We've drilled a little more than we planned to. Our drilling's been actually quite efficient, and we had a little money come in from warrants, so we'll end up in a pretty solid cash position at the end of the year.
All right, Peter, let's talk broad copper market then, because look, copper, the price has been doing pretty well. I realize it's been in a little bit of a corrective phase ever since mid-May, but overall, this year, copper is up around 15 to 20%, and copper is still over $4. That's a pretty good copper price, but we are seeing copper stocks broadly fade. For some reason, there just is not that much interest in copper plays. I thought personally that really the market's just looking for maybe some higher grade copper plays out there, but even those ones are fading. And a company like Northwest Copper, you guys are in a good jurisdiction. In BC, you have some attractive properties here and you're drilling some good holes. However, the stock is down on the year and has been fading really ever since copper started to fall, but still it's been really underperforming copper. What do you think it's going to take to get some more money, get some more interest into the copper sector?
Yeah, I think that I think the market needs to catch up with what's going on in the corporate world, and you know what's going on is that we haven't had a big deal announced, but you know there's lots of interest from copper producers in picking up ground and companies in BC and indeed around the world. But you know, with some of the challenges in other parts of the world, being in BC is definitely advantageous. I think that for the pre-producers to re-rate, as it were, or catch up a little bit, I think that, you know, some M&A would be really helpful, any kind of announcement, which I think, you know, is bound to come given the fact that you know, there's such a shortage of supply right now generally. I think once we see that, then we'll see much more interest in the pre-producers.
Just one more question along this train of thought, Peter. You know, we've seen some movement in the large producers and the mid caps, you know, and some of the ones that are in the ETF COPX, COPX. They've done well this year because they're monetizing the higher copper price. But it really is an interesting divergent that the developers and explorers almost across the board haven't gotten that much market love. And I've seen some other people tackle this topic and said, hey, in past cycles, it's really been gold and silver, you know, precious metal focused investors that did well in that sector and then branched out into the base metals once they had a little bit of market love over there. Do you think it will also take some action and some uplift in the gold and silver miners where investors are making money before they diversify into the more junior companies?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think it's, you know, there's been more traditionally more movement into the pre-production space in the gold and silver business than there has been in the copper business. Another thing, you know, that it does bring up an important point about Northwest, which is, you know, our whole mission and our whole kind of investment thesis is that we're trying to develop a project that we can build and put into our production ourselves. The pre-production copper space has suffered in the past because a lot of the projects end up being so big that their only option, win for investors is to be taken out. And of course, we know that can be unpredictable and lumpy. So, you know, we're trying to be in control of our own destiny and try to differentiate ourselves from the pack. And, you know, try and get a re-rate based on that. But overall, your comment is correct. We haven't really seen it in the pre-producers yet.
All right, let's just quickly wrap it up. I know we've talked about all the news on tap, but just remind all the investors what they need to be watching out for in terms of news and catalysts coming out of the company, please.
Yeah, I would be. I mean, we've had a busy year already with already a resource coming out with these drill results. So we're going to have multiple drill results coming between now and the end of the year. We've got this resource coming for Quinica, which will capture the results of this drilling and the drilling that is to come. And then really, we've got the PEA that will describe how the two projects come together in the early part of 2022.
All right, Peter, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Peter regarding any of the work going on at Northwest Copper, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Peter, keep us up to date on future news. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market, especially when it comes to drill results. Thanks for your time today, Peter.
All right, thanks.